Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 294 of our classic podcast. Man, we're coming up on 300. I suppose we ought to mark that day as some kind of an epic day, give away some shot glasses, or maybe you guys can give us something, you know, never mind. So episode 294 here with Bobby Dooley and a real classic from the year 1999, December of 99. This is Merry Kwanzaa. Now, a lot of longtime fans remember this one. When Bobby came on the program and she proposed that we sort of combine all of these holidays together in one big, happy, festive, smashing, blow-up celebration. And so Merry Kwanzaa is the result of that. Adding Kwanzaa, which is the African-American holiday celebration, to Christmas, and I think Judaism was thrown in there as well. You're going to hear all of it here with Bobby. This is also 2 years, a little bit more than 2 years after Bobby was created, and the sound of Bobby Dooley here is decidedly different from what she has evolved into. Here, she sounds like she's about, like, 80. Not that she sounds all that young now, but we've attempted over the years to sort of lighten her up and feminize her as much as we can. But in this particular early episode of Bobby, you're going to hear a really different characterization, I think. Here it is, Bobby Dooley, along with Steve, of course, and Merry Kwanzaa, episode 294 of the Classic Podcast.
We're talking about party planning and how to make the most out of the holiday season. This hour with Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby, how are you?
Oh, Phil, I'm doing really great, and it is a wonderful time of the year, and we're really looking forward to our Homeowners Association Christmas party this year.
And I understand it's a little bit unusual?
Well, every year we try to do something different, and this year we had four black families move into Western Estates. One of the families, as a matter of fact, has moved over to our estates phase, which is the Magnolia phase, or phase three. And three of the families have moved into our Rolling Meadows phase, which is phase two. They're wonderful people, and they are the very first of what we hope will be many different people, Phil, I think.
You're looking for diversity there.
I think so. I think we're looking for a diverse neighborhood of people, but we wanted to do something different. I was sitting with Steve, my husband, talking about what we should do for our Christmas pageant and our Christmas party this year, and we wanted to combine Kwanzaa, which is the African American celebration of Christmas.
And what is it called?
It's called Kwanzaa, Kwaanza, Kwanzaa. And we wanted to combine that with something that is traditional about the black and white experience in the South. So we wanted to do a Merry Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa.
And is that the name of it?
That's going to be the name of our party, Merry Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa. And what we're going to do is combine the very best elements of Kwanzaa and something that could be embraced by European Americans, Gone with the Wind. And we have combined that with elements of a costume party, so it's really going to be a lot of fun, Phil.
Now, it's called, what is it, Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa.
Now, Kwanzaa is what?
My understanding is that it is the celebration of the African-American experience, and there are elements of African culture that join with elements of African-American culture, and that it is at the end of the year, and much like Hanukkah, it spans over a period of days, and there are candles that are lit, and different philosophies are read, and that sort of thing. Now, that's what black people celebrate. The white people will have a Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa. In other words, it's our Merry Gone.
So you're combining Gone with the Wind with Kwanzaa, or what is it, Mike? Kwanzaa?
Gone with the Wind and Kwanzaa, or what did you say?
Kwanzaa is my understanding.
Kwanzaa. All right. So what we're going to do is we'll have a traditional Christmas tree, and we'll have the traditional Kwanzaa bush that they have. The men will all wear waistcoats, bow ties, and riding pants. That's part of the Gone with the Wind look. The women will wear hoop skirts and that kind of really tasteful little bo peep. You know the hairdo that the women...
You mean the Southern women?
That's right, the little bo peep look. Umbrellas and that kind of thing.
So the men... All the men will all wear...
Well, not all the women. This is what the white men wear. And the black men will have a Caribbean. So we're going to do two different things. The white men will wear waistcoats, bow ties, and riding pants.
Fantastic.
Yep. And the women will have hoop skirts. And
you mentioned the little bo peep. The little bo peep look.
That's correct, Phil. What are you laughing at?
I like the what is the little bo peep look? It's
the traditional hoop skirt with the curled hair, and the black men will wear a sort of Caribbean look, sandals, the shirt tied together in the front, and then of course the women with the bandana, or what we call the Jemima or the babushka, and the long dresses. We want to do something special, and last year, as I mentioned, we had a lot of the burgeoning middle class of African-American families. We just wanted to do something special and something different, and we were caught off guard, quite frankly, Phil. We didn't think there'd be that many black people moving in. What is it, Steve?
Okay, you didn't think there'd be a lot of...
Hold on a minute. What? Steve gave me the updated cutoff jeans for the black men.
Along with the shirt tied together in the front.
That's right. And we wanted to do so, but we were caught off guard because we didn't think we'd have that many people. So, a merry Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa. I called Dolores Greer. Her husband is James, and I asked them what would the black folks have worn in those days. And I will tell you something that she hung up on me. She was rude. She asked me, did she look like the kind of person who would know something like that, etc.
And I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Dolores Greer. You know her?
I know Dolores. What did she do?
She hung up on me.
Why?
Because I asked her if she knew what black folks wore back during the Civil War, and she hung up on me.
That's one of the black families that have moved in, right?
Yes. And I will tell you something, that I have never been spoken to that way before in my life. I was very, very offended. And I felt...
Well, don't you think that's a little bit delicate? If you call up a black family and say, I don't know how you put it, and maybe she's just a little on the sensitive side, but if you call up someone who's black and you say, hey, by the way, do you know what black folks wore back during slave times?
Well, I feel, who else am I going to ask?
How about looking into a history book or something?
I could have done that, but I wanted to ask Dolores. She's a nice lady. I don't know.
Don't you think that might have been a little bit insensitive?
I don't think so, Phil. I needed all the help I could get because the party is coming up a week from Saturday. Do you realize that we're having a party on Christmas night, 1 week from Saturday? Is that the stupidest thing you've ever heard in your life?
You're having your traditional merry Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa on Christmas night.
Yeah. So we already, that's idiotic, and I'm just trying to get some help.
All right, well, I'm sorry. How's this being received?
Well, I think it's being received all right. I mean, the black men, didn't the men wear the white shirts with the ruffles at the end of the sleeves? And that kind of thing?
Those were the guys who were the plantation owners.
Right. So that's what we have the white men wearing.
And the black guys are tying their shirts together in front with cut-off jeans, sandals, and a straw hat.
Right. Stovetop hats for the white guys, but not for the black guys. The black guys
wear the straw hat.
Black guys wear the straw hat. The white men wear the big stovetop Abraham Lincoln hats. And then they have the tight riding pants and the waistcoats.
All right, Bobby Dooley is with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, planning a very unusual Christmas party for their homeowners association to reflect not only the white people but the black people who live there. A Merry Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa is the name of the party. 1-800-449. Now, she's already had some resistance from some of the people that live there, calling them up and asking them questions like, what did black folks wear during slave times? And this, every time people try and do something nice, I suppose, in terms of cultural awareness and diversity awareness, things like this can happen. People get their feelings hurt. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley is with us, Western Estates Homeowners Association. Always good to have you on, Bobby, during the holiday season. You guys like it, don't you?
Oh, Phil, we love Christmas. Steve has, just put up our lights and our tree is decorated. And we love it. It's for children. And that's why we enjoy Christmas so much, and Kwanzaa too. Okay, I don't want you to think that we don't recognize Hanukkah. And
that's what a Jewish friend say.
That's right. My husband Steve is here, Phil.
Yeah, I can hear Steve. Say hello to him for me.
So Andy says hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Real good, Steve.
But anyway, Phil. Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and all of it is a lot of fun for everybody.
Okay, let's take some phone calls, shall we? There are a few people who want to weigh in on this whole idea of mixing Kwanzaa with Christmas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you want to take some phone calls?
Sure. Phil, I don't want to spend too much time on the phone because we've got to do some decorating and get some African carved African gods.
I don't know what that is.
Well, you know how you get the little tikis. What we did is we went to Adventureland at Disneyland, and we got some carved African things for Kwanzaa.
And I don't know anything about that.
The ones with the big beep beam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what? We don't have to talk about that. Okay.
All right. I just wanted you to know.
All right. Forget about it, and let's just move on. Here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Yes, hi.
Yes,
good
ma'am.
Evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'd like to first of all tell your guest that it is pronounced Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
It is spelled Kwanza.
Mm-hmm.
I am very curious, though, as to, first of all, why your black neighbors. It sounds like to me that you almost didn't want them in your neighborhood.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, sounds very negative, as if you didn't want them in the neighborhood, because saying that you were so surprised that so many moved in.
All at once.
One moment. It's obviously a nice neighborhood, and there are a lot of us black people with money these days.
Oh, I know. I was reading
that. That's a surprise to you, I guess.
I was reading that.
Also, I'm curious as to how you and your husband decided for the men to wear these costumes.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds very degrading. And any black couple in that neighborhood that participates, I would be very surprised. I'm a part of a very big sorority in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We are upper middle class, and your comments are very, very degrading, derogatory, and it sounds like to me that you're trying to be funny.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. Number one.
And I'd like to know what African items you did purchase in Disney World just for this occasion, and how you decided to incorporate Kwanzaa. Again, it is Kwanzaa.
Well, what did I say?
You were saying Kwanzaa.
Because for Kwanzaa, we dress in African attire.
If you go to Adventureland at Disneyland, have you ever been there?
Many times. I'm not concerned about that part of it.
They have a lot of African...
Adventureland at Disneyland, Bobby, if I may say, is some Hollywood idea of Africa.
Well, they have a lot of the cute, Tarzan things there. All I'm trying to say is... We were trying to make it Kwanzaa-like.
Kwanzaa-like.
Okay. So
you go to Disneyland's Adventureland, and you buy what?
You know, the carved things, and the little, they had Simba and all of that.
And my other comment, you know what I'm saying? Phil, is that, and your black neighbors, are they participating?
Well, that's what I wanted to say to you. First of all, they're very nice people. They're very nice, and we're very happy that they moved in. I don't know where
you got the idea. Yeah, you said that so many times that we're beginning to feel like you're
not
very
shocked.
Happy they moved in.
I'm not shocked at all that they've moved in, but we wanted them, to feel at home. And so we came up with the idea of a Merry Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa.
Are you Jewish?
Am I what?
Are you Jewish?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, so what is your nationality?
God forbid. My nationality? Uh-huh. I come from Oregon.
Okay. Okay.
Your nationality would be American then.
Yes, that's correct.
Hmm. Okay.
So anyway, I talked to Dolores Greer, who's a very dear friend, and she's African-American. And I said, Dolores...
Well, she must not be very dear if she hung up the phone on you.
Well, she was mad, you know, because I asked her if she'd heard of the Jemima.
Mm-hmm.
You know
well,
what I mean?
I can only say to you,
and
Phil, that
is,
I hope you don't get a lot of negative calls because I am going to...
What do you mean by the Jemima?
...a lot of my sorority.
The Jemima
is the sorority also in California.
Yes, ma'am. What is your sorority?
And we're going to find out what community mm-hmm. this is because it sounds like this is a degrading situation.
No, it's a dashiki.
I need to call my friends with the NAACP because for you to even bring up the name Aunt Jemima... And to make this almost as a comical, hilarious situation.
No, I don't think it's funny at all. And I think I'm going to get the newspapers involved as well. I think you should apologize to me.
Oh, not at all. But
okay.
Anyway, Phil,
yes,
you have a great holiday weekend. I hope the black neighbors do
you
not get in.
You better apologize to me. Did she hang up?
Yeah.
I wanted to find out if she knew that little... carving you get at Disneyland, the one that...
Okay, never mind, all right? Forget about that. We need to move on with what we're doing here. Going there...
She was a very rude African-American, wasn't she?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, that's not typical.
Typical of what?
I don't think it's typical of a lot of the black people. Don't you see? She was one of those kind.
I'm going to put you on hold, Bobby, and I think you need to start thinking about some of the things that you're saying here. While you feel that you are well-meaning, what you're doing here is you're saying some things that are very insensitive, starting with a merry gone with the wind Kwanzaa. That, all of that, write all those three things together, don't work. Christmas, Kwanzaa, and gone with the wind, they don't work at all when you throw them all together. So I think you need to begin thinking about that. And perhaps we can get Dolores Greer on the phone and find out what her exact misgiving was. The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también green card.
Hi, I'm Phil. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You know, we've got an opportunity here. Bobby Dooley with the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We have an opportunity, this being, you know, a couple of weeks before Christmas, to make people feel good.
Phil, I understand that, but I want to say something.
Hold on for a minute. You want to say something? This is going to a bad place. Okay, there needs to be a sensitivity. You're having a party for the homeowners there called a Merry Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa, and there are some images that are being combined that I think are insensitive.
In what way?
I'm sorry.
In what way?
I don't think you put Gone with the Wind together with Kwanzaa, and you don't throw all of that together with Christmas. They are three distinct events. Two of them are holiday celebrations. One of them is a film depicting life in the South during the pre- and post-Civil War periods. And all of this is being put together by you so that there can be black and white harmony. And there is a misunderstanding.
There was a misunderstanding by Dolores Greer. I asked her whether or not the slaves in those days...
And why would Dolores Greer...
Excuse me, Phil, I wanted to finish what I was saying.
Okay.
What? Whether or not the male slaves in those days wore cut-off jeans.
And why would Dolores Greer know this? Because she's black?
Because she might have a connection to it, yes.
And by the way, jeans weren't invented until the late 1800s in California by Levi Strauss. So black slaves in the South pre-Civil War didn't wear cut-off jeans.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have seen photographs of them.
They weren't cut-off jeans. They were probably some pair of pants cut off. They weren't jeans. Here is Louisville on the Phil Henry Show.
Good evening. morning, Madame Scarlett. I wanted to call and conduct discourse with you. You're totally historically incorrect, and you're very insulting and nigh unto blasphemous. First of all, Gone with the Wind is a movie depicting an era like unto what we consider, in my race, concentration camp. You would not go to the so-called Jews and tell them, okay, this year we're going to have a Hanukkah and we're going to have some Auschwitz atmosphere to add to it. First of all, you have no right to come to us in our...
My husband and I went and saw Auschwitz.
Harmony, we and you saw want to have out. A good time. And
hold on for a minute, okay? Is this the same guy we had from Louisville that wouldn't shut up? Is this the same guy? Hello, Louisville. These people in Louisville can't shut up. I mean, I love the calls from Louisville. Don't get me wrong. I've had two in a row from guys in Louisville that can't listen to me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You got to listen. You're giving a speech here.
No.
I understand that, but I mean, we're trying to punctuate your comments with some other comments.
Okay,
you didn't hear what I was
saying. She's going to be there all the time.
Well, this is a very good point that you make. But by the same token, as the host, I need to moderate a little bit. Can you understand that?
Some other comments.
Are you turning your radio up?
No, I'm all right. Okay.
All right.
What is she trying to say? I already know what she's saying. That's what I'm responding to.
Well, you turned your radio up. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why did you turn your radio up?
Look, I'm not going to deal with you on crap. Look here. I'm trying to educate you about African culture.
The man
First
is talking.
All,
yeah.
You, are you interested in learning about black people? You
mm-hmm.
act like you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, well, then write this down.
Mm-hmm.
Since you want to research
mm-hmm.
movies, don't research Gone with the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
I got a movie that you can watch. Don't watch it with your husband, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Mandingo.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down. Mandingo. Okay,
M-A-N.
That'll tell you.
Wait a second. M-A-N.
M-A-N.
D.
D.
I.
I-N. G-O.
That's like that song, and Dingo was his name, oh.
No. Mandingo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want you to watch that movie, and actually, send your husband to a bar somewhere and go rent the movie by yourself
and
watch it. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, because I've met women like you before, and I know what your real problem is, you know what I'm saying?
I think
you should watch Mandingo, and not only mm-hmm. will it help you learn about slavery, mm-hmm. slavery times, but it'll also be an enjoyable mm-hmm. movie for a woman like
mm-hmm.
you.
What's it about?
I'm sure. No, I'll tell you what. Go watch it, then come back on Phil Henry next week, and we'll
mm-hmm.
discuss.
I want you to watch
the movie so you can be fully informed about it, and then me and you and I can discuss.
Is it like Shaka Zulu? I saw that a while back.
Did you like it?
Shaka Zulu was great, yeah. It was about these guys with spears and shields, and they attacked the British Army.
Okay, what else did you like about it?
And New Jack City. I saw that, too.
Oh, did you?
New
okay,
Jack
well,
City
anyway,
and Shaka Zulu.
Look here, you don't combine Kwanzaa with Gone with the Wind. Gone
mm-hmm.
with the Wind is a movie depicting a slavery Holocaust era for African American people,
mm-hmm.
and any of those, and I don't believe that any black person with a quarter of a brain would participate in that. So I think you're on the air, you know, selling bull. But
you know,
are,
I really want to say
hold on.
No,
I,
okay, go
if
ahead.
If there are any people of African descent that would participate
mm-hmm.
in that little debacle
mm-hmm.
that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
I think they need a serious beat down, every one of them, male and female, man, woman, and child.
It harkens back to a romantic time.
Okay, like I say, I'll get you some romance. Watch Mandingo, and I'm sure, don't let your husband watch it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch Mandingo. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Well, I want to say something. First of all, Kwanzaa, and
it's Kwanzaa.
Okay, what's wrong with me trying to bring people together? No.
Okay,
nothing
you're doing
wrong
it the
that.
Wrong way. I'm all for, I'm 188% for bringing people together, but you're doing it the wrong way. Okay, if you want to research slavery days,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you somebody else you might like. Now, this one, I want you to research with your husband.
Well,
his name was Nat Turner.
Nat King Cole I knew about.
No, not Nat King Cole, Nat
mm-hmm.
Turner, okay? He led the Southampton Rebellion in Virginia. Okay, that's when they got tired. He was a revolutionary. Okay, that's when he decided not to sing and hold hands
well,
and sing We
I
Shall
don't
Overcome.
Know, Mr. Henry,
he
I know
didn't
about,
want to sing We Shall Overcome anymore. Him and some stalwart, righteous brothers went out there and started taking y'all heads.
But what he did was he sang Rocket 88, didn't he?
No, he didn't sing Rocket 88.
That was Ike Turner.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Are you trying to be... Bobby, let me ask Bobby a question. Are you trying to be a smartass now?
Phil, I am not. I heard the name Nat Turner. I don't know who he is. I was thinking of Nat King Cole, who, by the way, young man, was a credit to his race.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a credit to my race, too.
And was a tremendous artist.
I'm a credit to my race, too.
And Ike Turner, I don't know anything about.
Matter of fact, if
Nat Turner.
I prove you to, I'm a credit to my race.
Has that got anything to do with Mandingo?
Well, it might. You know, I want you to watch the movie first, and call back in a couple of weeks, and we'll discuss.
Okay, who's being inappropriate now, then, Phil?
We're making jokes. Okay.
No, this who's being inappropriate? All of a sudden, I made some comments, and now the two of you
are getting up on me. History and slavery
right.
and all that. Mandingo is a perfect movie for her to watch.
Okay, thank you, sir, for your call. And if you don't know what Mandingo is about, it's about relations between slaves and the slave owners.
I'm sorry, I don't...
All right, well, then maybe what you should do is rent the film and see it. Here is Lawrenceville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Bobby, what's going on with you?
Mm-hmm.
Bobby.
I'm sorry?
What's going on with you? Why you got a stereotype upon an entire race of people?
What are you talking about? Are you talking about stereotyping white people?
No, you're stereotyping black people.
If you're saying that I'm stereotyping black people, then you have to say the same thing about white people.
Look, what I'm trying to explain to you is that just because I'm black doesn't mean I celebrate Kwanzaa, you understand? In fact,
every time I turn around, they're changing it on me.
Look, you're getting all these African things and everything. Kwanzaa wasn't even originated in Africa. It originated in America.
Well, how'd they get the name Kwanzaa then?
I'm trying to tell you. How did you get the name African American?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Africa is from Africa, but Kwanzaa.
Man, girl, you don't know nothing about no Kwanzaa.
Well, what is.
Look.
Do you eat Kwanzaa pie? Yes or no?
No, I don't eat no Kwanzaa pie because I don't celebrate Kwanzaa. I celebrate Christmas just like Christians.
Can I say
I'm a Christian.
The man is an American first, and his
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
The man, like myself, we're all Americans, so we celebrate American holidays. Okay. Now it's like me not celebrating.
For the entire society, man. That's why we all strict down in America. People like you, Bobby. We can't get things straight. That's why we get all these laws and everything, because crazy people like you walking around the streets.
Do you know what I mean by the Jemima?
Man, don't even bring that up before I hit you upside the head with one of them bottles. I don't know what you're talking about, Auntie Mama, for. Because think about Quaker Oats. What? Quaker Oats. The Quaker Oats guy.
What about him?
You know what I mean? What about Auntie Mama?
Well, we're having a Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa.
How you going to have a Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa? Girl, you're making this up.
No, this
you
is
You was making this up. How you going to have a Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa?
Because what we wanted to do is we wanted to combine elements of the Old South with the new world. In other words,
save that up for the government to do. Mm-hmm. That ain't your place.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your place is just to do whatever you got to do. Mind your own business and something.
Have a traditional Christmas party, Bobby. When you told me that you were going to have a Christmas celebration over at the Homeowners Association, you're trying too hard. You're trying way too hard, okay? Sir, turn your radio down.
Yeah.
Turn your radio down.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to heal the world. I'm trying to heal the world of the conflict.
You can't heal the world like that. Let me tell you, you can't heal the world like that. If you want to heal the world, go out there and help out some. Go feed the hungry or something.
We can all do it. Come on, let's do it together.
Hey, Bobby, now you're acting crazy.
No,
now.
Let's do it together.
No.
What about the cutoff jeans?
They didn't have no cutoff jeans. The slaves weren't even wearing jeans, okay? They didn't get jeans until... I told you when they had jeans.
That's the problem. She sees a black guy rob somebody. She swears all black guys are killers.
Of course I don't. That is ridiculous.
That's the same thing. I
mentioned to the man Nat King Cole.
Well, you get out of the 50s for crying out loud. And what do you mean Nat Turner sang Rocket 88? Nat Turner was a revolutionary among black slaves. He led a slave revolt, okay? You should read the People's History of the United States if you want to get some more of this information.
Here we go. Here comes the white liberal talk show host.
It ain't about that. It's about the fact that you are hearing people say that you're insensitive to certain realities.
We have a lot of those plans. Do you know what I went
through? Stereotype, Bobby. That's the problem. You stereotype.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well,
it's stereotype. How do you stereotype a certain group of people
and then try to make
adjustments for that group of people?
When you go to Disneyland to Adventureland to get Kwanzaa stuff, what are you buying? What are you buying in Adventureland?
We went and got some of those plastic skulls.
How does plastic skulls do with Africa Kwanzaa?
Because of all the shrunken heads.
Oh, so you think they're witch doctors now? Hey,
that's
Bob,
out
you
there.
You think they witch doctors?
What do you think I'm bugging?
They voodoo?
You think I'm bugging?
Hey, you doing something? But hey, you think they witch doctors down there?
No, but
you
what
think
they,
Kwanzaa people?
Well, why do they have all those
black magic?
What about the bone necklaces?
That's not Kwanzaa, okay? That's some Hollywood idea of some primitive civilization. Sir, thank you for your call. I got to take a break here tonight. And like I said before, we went to our other break. Think about it, will you? I went to Adventureland and got some of those plastic skulls.
Phil, seriously, let's all remember the phrase at Kwanzaa time, Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
What's that?
That's Kwanzaa.
No, it ain't. It's out of the freaking Lion King. Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here. 1-800-449-8686 with Bobby Dooley. And a... You know, and we're talking about the Western States Homeowners Association planned Christmas party. Let me ask you a question, Bobby. Were you in charge of this?
My husband and I were, yes.
And this was our idea, Phil.
Well, you guys coming up with a Merry Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa, and you got, this is your, you don't have much time to change it. This seems like a bad miscalculation, okay? You've heard people...
Phil, our point is not to go with the flow. Our point is to bring people together and try to change them.
We're not following the crowd here, Phil.
No, I know you're not following the crowd, but I mean, there is such a thing as a calculated risk. And the risk you are taking doesn't sound calculated. Merry Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa, as you can tell, sounds like something a lot of people are going to misunderstand and are going to feel very much offended by. Let me go to Marietta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Yes, I wanted to say to Bobby that she needs to just have a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
Not a Kwanzaa party or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, why?
Huh?
Why?
Because it's stupid. It's a stupid idea to bring up conflict.
Well, I don't see why.
Because you're slow. That's why you don't see why. Because
well, why
Christmas
do you see why? Is that because you're really
universe,
intelligent? Are you really intelligent?
Something that everyone celebrates.
You know, you're really intelligent or something? You're looking down your nose at me?
Yes, I am.
Are you looking down a nose that's wider than mine?
Yes, because it's really stupid. Merry Kwanzaa Christmas. What the hell is
no,
that?
No, it's Merry Gone with the Wind Kwanzaa. Are you one
well,
of the smart ones?
Well, that's stupid.
You're one of the
you
smart ones.
You should just have a Christmas party. A Christmas party
we
is something that everyone can have fun
at. We are having a Christmas.
Let me ask a question. Does everybody got to show up in costume? Like, for instance, the lady here and me, are we supposed to show up in costume?
Well, you have to show up in a waistcoat, and she has to show up in a babushka.
In a what?
In one of those things, you know.
What?
You know where you pull your hair back.
And what the hell? That's so stupid.
Well,
that's so
you're going to miss out then. You're going to miss out.
That is so stupid.
You're
going to
miss out on so much fun.
You might take a chance of getting your ass kicked.
Oh, I get it. You're one of those white breads.
I'm one of those what?
White bread people.
What are white breads?
Oh, you don't know how to have a party. You know, you don't know how to have a good time.
No.
Yeah.
That's not it. That's not it.
You know, you're not going to enjoy the party fully.
It's something that everyone can appreciate.
Of course.
You don't have to bring in Kwanzaa and all that other crap and Gone with the Wind.
Oh, so Kwanzaa.
A fictional book.
Wait a second. How many of you...
You know, hold on for a minute, Bobby. Hold on, okay?
Well, no, but she just said...
No, hold on for a minute. I'd like to just... it would be kind of an interesting question to ask any and all of my black listeners this evening. How many of you think Kwanzaa is a load of old crap? And
well, I think that is very disrespectful. Now who's being racial? You're being racist.
I'm being racist? You just heard what this lady said. You're saying you think Kwanzaa's crap, huh? Ma'am?
Me?
In Marietta, yeah.
No, I don't think Kwanzaa's crap. It's just...
You think it's a load of old crap, right?
You don't have to bring it in.
We'll have extra bone necklaces, and, you know.
Yeah, but that's very offensive. You know,
why?
People dressing up in cutoff jeans and...
No, I'm saying that that's part of the culture, but you... And you're not going to like this.
What?
But it is part of what you're going to have to do. Okay?
I'm going to have to do this?
You ready?
Why am I going to have to do this?
Are you ready?
Ready for what?
You're going to have to show up topless.
What?
And why?
You haven't seen National Geographic. You're going to sit there and tell me that you have...
Why does she have to show up topless?
Because that's the way that it was.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Bone necklaces and topless.
I just want to know how many black folks out there think Kwanzaa's crap.
Phil, you're being racist.
Do you think I said that? No, I don't think.
Well, you're not going to enjoy the party fully if you don't come wearing a Jemima. That's all there is to it.
I don't think so. What is a Jemima?
That's the thing you pull your hair back with.
All right, well, what we've got here is a really stupid party where if you're a black woman, you got to show up with a bone necklace and some kind of a bandana wrapped around your head. And now we find out that you have to show up topless because that's the way you look on the cover of National Geographic.
Oh, no.
Are you out of your mind, Bobby? Do you honestly believe that anybody...
It's groundbreaking and it's revolutionary, and groundbreaking and revolutionary things always get resistance.
Yes, but you offend people.
Oh, you know something?
You know, a regular
America
little Christmas party when everybody wears red and green will be...
America is offensive to some people. It's all about bringing the world together under an umbrella, a multicolored umbrella.
Yes, but people will get offended, and you will bring it together,
you know,
by just having
a
Christmas party, a regular Christmas party.
And I went to take
Christmas
my children
party.
To get shots, and they didn't want to have their shots because it hurt them. But guess what? I gave them the shots anyway.
Well, we're not little children here, Bobby. Thank you, ma'am, for your call tonight.
Okay.
You can hear these people who are trying to tell you that this is offensive and will actually do more harm than good.
And we'll sing We Are the World.
What?
I said, we'll sing We Are the World.
You'll sing We Are the World. Man, you're just going to make this one big, happy, hand-holding festival. Only one problem. All the black women got to show up topless, and the white women are wearing, what is it, hoop skirts, I think it was, and little Bo Peep hairdos?
Hoop skirts, not hoop skirts.
Hoop skirts is what I said. And what does a little Bo Peep hairdo?
That's what the white women wore? Jeez, you are slow. And angry, too.
I'm just trying to get the information. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Yes, sir.
And mm-hmm. I've been listening to the show,
mm-hmm.
and you made a comment when somebody asked you if you were Jewish,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you said, God forbid. Why God forbid?
Oh, now you're going to jump on me for that.
No, I am, yes, because if it's God forbid you don't want to be Jewish, what do you want to be?
Well, what I am.
Well, that's what I am. Secondly, I think your party's dividing into first and second class citizens, and I think it's a bunch of bunk.
Well, do you want to show up for it? We can have a Jewish thing there if you want. But
our holiday's over. Hanukkah.
It's right.
Pronounced Hanukkah is over.
Over. Who do you think suffers more, the blacks or the whites? We have to wear constrictive clothing. I think the whites suffer more than the black people do.
Do you want to know what I think?
I think when
you have parties like you're having, we all suffer.
Thank you, sir. Good point.
Oh, great. You got the last word. Men always get the last word.
Thank you, sir.